Marty's just having a nightmare, Benny. It's all good.
Well, it was because Ben wasn't there. And I was like, well, wait a minute, I can't see him. This is a panic now. This is not cool. How are you doing?
Are you really well, thanks.
Could you not have been in the same room, no?
No. They tried to keep us separate.
Are you actually in the same part of the world, or is it totally separate?
No, we're
about 18 miles apart.
Are ye? Bless. I feel like we're bringing two brothers closer together. And my favourite brothers as well, drum and bass brothers. The all important, you know, rhythm section. How the hell are ye?
We're doing really well. Thanks, Marty. We're home. That's why we're in different rooms. I'm in Glasgow, Ben's down in Fenwick, which is a little bit down the road, but we're home trying to stay warm in the cold winter that we're having, but things are going well. We're in good spirits.
Well, I laughed last week. I shouldn't have laughed, but I did laugh last week after the whole monumental mess up that was. And then I was thinking to myself, why didn't you just go to Australia very quickly? Because surely that could have been quite easily organised, could it? With work visas and the like, and you know, the whole Scottish, Australian loving.
You would think so. It seems like these days nothing is easy to organise. We do have plans to go to Australia, though. We should add that in. So we're going to go there next year, and we are going to rebook all our American shows. So it's all going to come back to us. It's just a little bit frustrating at the moment, but we get to speak to you.
See, so this wouldn't have happened, would it? Yeah, I was only thinking you guys would have been on a plane. We wouldn't have been able to hook up. I would have been sad. You wouldn't have cared. Tell me though about. It's funny again reading though about what was the plan for the American shows. They were very small, which must be a beautiful thing for you guys at this stage.
It doesn't happen that often, and it's a fun thing to do, to get to play these tiny shows where no one can escape and the sound is very loud and you're sharing sweat and you can see the whites of people's eyes, you know, all that stuff that you don't get in arena shows. So we're looking forward to that, but at the same time, there are downsides, like there's no dressing room, you know, you can't get a shower after the show. you know, it's proper old school touring, because some of these venues were like 300 capacity, which is really taking a step back for us. So we'll miss those punk rock shows, I guess. But we get to go back, you know, we get to go back and do it again in the summer. Yes, we'll be looking forward to it. We'll be even more ready for it then.
See, I guess, Ben, because you're Biffy Clyro and you've had quite a fair bit of success over 20-odd years, that you could have the best tour bus in the world sitting outside a tiny venue with showers and things like that, couldn't you? You're not doing it the old-fashioned way with, you know, a crappy car, squashing all the gear into it. You're Biffy Clyro.
Yeah, and not quite a crappy car, but we always hated bands that turn up to tiny venues with too much stuff. And we don't want to be that band, you know, like just all the bells and whistles to go and play on a stage that can barely fit a drum kit on it. So, no, we weren't about to turn up like that. We still do it on a budget because, you know, the shows are small, so you do have to keep the budget down.
Okay.
Not quite as, you know, not the same jeans for the full tour type thing. Not the same as it used to be, but not as palatial as you might think.
Talk to me about this latest album, which is bloody good, of course.
Thank you.
And we're going to see you now in cold January. You've decided to make Dublin part of the, you know, Belfast and Dublin part of the tour. How has that album was a number one album again. It must be such a kick every time to see it tick into that spot, is it?
It's a real kick. It's a real kick, as you put it, and a real surprise. I was quite surprised that it was our fourth number one album. That had passed me by. I don't remember the other three.
Wow.
But it's a real...
Do you know what they are now, out of interest?
No. Yeah. I could probably get there if I tried, but it won't make for great radio.
Okay.
It's a real joy. It's a real joy. We never set out to be a number one band. You know, we're quite a strange band. We've got a weird name. We play slightly weird music.
You do.
And to have brought people along with us in our journey is is a real joy. It feels like people have come to us as opposed to us going to them. We've just kept doing our thing, and slowly people have joined up with the gang, and that's a real joy. It's a real joy, Marty. We're so proud of the record, and everything's great.
No, it truly is. And what about now? Do you get to spend, you know, the nice Christmas season at home now? Is that, or were you always going to be back? I think you were to be back, were you?
We always gonna make it back, but it would have been tight in terms of run up. And sometimes we've been home on like the 23rd. You know, that has happened before.
Yeah.
It's all a bit rushed, and you're not in the spirit at all. You're just kind of in and out. So at least this time I've got a bit of a run up. We'll be at home.
We have whoever lost our excuse for not buying Christmas presents.
That's very true.
I was depending on the airport, didn't happen.
Or the garage. garage flowers and a bit of chocolate. I can't afford gifts this Christmas. No, I'm joking. It'll be more of a family run up to Christmas, and we can make plans. Quite often we can't say yes to anything because we never know what we're doing. So it's nice to be able to say yes to things. We are, however, as you know, starting the tour very early next year. Yeah. It's the 10th we're in Ireland, so we're going to be practicing probably as early as the 5th or the 6th. So, it'll be a short one afterwards. After Hogmanay, it'll be like dust off, let's go, let's get back on stage.
Well, that's interesting because you will go straight back into rehearsal, even though, you know, you've just kind of come off the road recently enough. Is that important for you to keep that burning, the rehearsals?
I think so. I think it's almost like keeping like when you go camping and you put a fire on and you just have to keep it burning. You lose the kind of muscle memory. I mean, it comes back quickly, but especially for Ben, I don't want to make him feel nervous, but playing those drums is such a physical workout. My hands get sore if I don't play. They get sore if I do play, but you just got to sort of keep it up. And also, we love playing. So
I'm actually going out after this interview. I'm going straight out to play some drums, and it's just to get those, you know, because as you get a little older, I don't want to say that we're too old now, but as you get a little older, that getting back in the horse takes a little bit longer. And if you think you're just 25 again, and it's all going to come flooding back with no pain and ease of movement, then you're kidding yourself on. So you've got to keep the chops up.
What is your go-to now? Do you literally work out rudiments now, or do you put on something, play along to it? What do you do?
Bit of both. Rudiments on the drum pad at home, and then I'll go out and get. I don't really have an acoustic kit set up at home because the neighbours would kill me. So. Yeah. I have to go out to the practice space, which is fine. It's quite close. But when I get out there, that's when I have more fun. Not even picking a song to play, just having fun, you know.
Talk to me about recording this album, because you guys did it at Hansa in Germany. Oh, my God. Whenever I look at pictures of that place. Now, not only weirdly do I think of Bowie, but you cannot help but think about the history of that room beforehand. And it must be, there must be ghosts in those rooms, is there?
I think there probably are. I mean, they seem quite friendly, but I think there probably are some ghosts. So much history there. As you said, it's when you go down to the basement, they've still got boxes of the bloody wall that used to sit right, it used to sit right outside the front of the studio. And there's some old photos of more or less just the whole place is destitute all around, and it's almost the only building still standing.
So it's like this beacon of light standing there.
Yeah, it's quite amazing that it survived. And but it's a working place. You know, it's not like you're not like in a museum where you're scared to touch anything or you can't use that. It's a proper working studio, and you can use all the equipment, and it's a nice place to work. You know, you don't feel overawed by the place. We've been very lucky to go to Abbey Road, which was an amazing experience. But the big signs in the hallway, do not take pictures. And you're a little bit uptight in the place. And there's something about Hansa. You're like smoking out the window. But to be in a place with such history and to be trying to create our own wee bit of history was really, really inspiring.
Did you record in that big room? Did you do it all in that big room?
The Maestro's Hall.
We got a chance to... I mean, that's not usually used for recording much, but you can't. You can. There's still a connection to record in there. There's still a stage box. So we did some clapping and we did some vocal sampling in that room. So just so we could see that we'd actually recorded in there.
Wow.
No actual drums or guitar amps or anything.
So why is that? I'm curious myself as to why they don't record in there.
It's money. It's money.
Oh,
honestly.
To rent it. Okay, fair enough.
It makes more money as a kind of palatial ceremonial room. People can maybe get married there. Or they
oh,
can
I
have
see.
A fancy.
Are you serious?
It's still used. But it's too expensive for clowns like us to use it.
Yeah, totally fair. Totally fair.
And the same thing with Abbey Road. It's really only just about used by big movies now. And I suppose it's an indication of how tough it can be, even for the top studios with some of the most famous rooms in the world. They're still not being used to make music.
Oh my God, yeah. That says it all, because it's money. All right, tell me about the gig then in January. As I mentioned to you, it could be a cold, wet evening. And why? This is always my favourite question to people who visit from... But mind you, you're from Scotland, so you're well aware what the weather's like. Why would anyone get up off their arses and come out and see ye?
Because it's a great way to start the year. It's a great way to come out of your hibernation.
I agree.
Start the year with a bit of a bang. It's always a depressing time of year, so why not come and listen to our depressing songs and then we'll have some fun together?
No, we didn't say depressing, we just said weird.
Okay, well, it's a weird time of year, so why not come and listen to some weird music?
Yeah. You guys do.
It's a communal vibe, everyone's invited. I believe there are still tickets available, so everyone can come down, have a great time. You will not be disappointed.